This is a dream come true.
Yes, I think the whole reason that I'm in show business, I'm sure the whole reason I'm in show business is this role. When I was a kid in first grade, I saw the movie, and I remember going to the music teacher the next day and saying, have you heard about this, The Music Man? She's like, yes, John, we know all about it. It was the first show I saw on stage with Larry Kurt as The Music Man. And so, you know, cut to 38 years later, and my friend David Jenkins is the music director on this tour, said, you know, I'm doing this Music Man tour. We haven't found our Harold Hill. Would you want to audition?
You said, do I? What caught your eye about Harold Hill as a part?
Well, I think it's the show in general. It's so well written. It's so tight. And that shows. And yeah, the role, I mean, it's got some good songs and it's got the patter songs. I said at the audition, the guys that came out, they kept four Harold Hills at the end. And I went first. And I came out and the guy was looking at me. He said, how did you memorize that? I said, dude, it's not fair. You got it yesterday and I've known it since the first grade.
You cheated.
I did. If you wanted to pick the best example of the American musical comedy, this is it. It's just so tight. It's so well written. The music's the song. There's nothing superfluous about it. It's just quintessential American musical comedy.
Meredith Willson took the structure of sounds and then started moving them into song as the scene progressed.
It's seamless.
How does that work to play that?
Really, it's very easy for the actor because it's, you know, like I said, it's seamless. You know, you go right in and there's nothing extra. You know, it's not just, we're not singing this song so that we can close the curtain and change the set. We're singing this song because it furthers the story or it builds the character. And so from an acting standpoint, it's very easy to transition because it's just seamless that way.
What's the most fun part of Harold Hill to play?
Gosh. That he's always looking for the angle. It's interesting that he only changes, if you think about the show as a whole, you know, his change comes very late in the show. And before that, he's always playing the angle. How does this person work? How can I get to this person? What button can I push on this person? It's different than this person. Ah, I know what's going to work on her. You must head the chairmanship for the Ladies Auxiliary for the dance. Your son is going to be perfect to play the flugelhorn. You know, he's always looking for the angle. And that's fun.
It seems then that that's almost a perfect role to play for an actor because you always have to watch and listen.
It's, you know, Robert Preston. It's hard not to remember him. It's hard not to play this role and bring some of that. And so what I wanted to do, knowing that the director was a great fan of the film, was not do an impersonation, but what is it that he was doing that made it so unique? And it is that focus. If you watch the film, his focus is so much on the other actor and looking into their eyes and trying to find that angle. In Marrying the Librarian, he never takes his eyes off of her. And yes, from a basic acting standpoint, I think it was James Cagney that said, plant your feet, look the other actor in the eye, and tell the truth. And that's what I can really do with this show.
How have the audiences been for this?
Ah, terrific. Again, because I think it is just quintessential American musical comedy, it just works. And people love this show. I love this show.
If there's anything you want somebody to take away from the show?
Well, I think essentially it's us. You know, it's 1912 in Iowa, but it's us. It's our uncles and our aunts and our parents and our children up on that stage. And it was a simpler time, you know. It was just a little bit more innocent. And so for 2.5 hours, come and forget your troubles and laugh and get swept away in this story. And just remember how we used to be and maybe we could even still be again. You know, this couldn't happen today. You get online and Google Harold Hill and you could never get to the next town. Forget it. And so it's fun to remember it and to live it every night.